It was a terrible night, boys and girls, off the coast of Newfoundland, when a small ship had been out fishing with 8 men aboard, and they were driven ashore on a rocky beach, and they were stranded there, and the waves and the surf were rolling and smashing the ship to pieces. It looked like they were hopeless. 8 poor fishermen crying for help, but no boat could ever get off to help them in those angry waves. Just then a man strolling along the beach with his big Newfoundland dog, seeing the sailors' distress and nobody could help them, he thought of a plan. So he put a short stick in the dog's mouth, and he tied a rope on the end of the stick. And then he talked to the dog a little bit, and the dog seemed to understand what it was all about. So he plunged into the water, and he started to make his way back out to that boat in order to deliver this stick in his mouth. That would get a line from the boat to the shore. However, he couldn't get close enough, so the crew, they see what the man was trying to do, so they tied another rope on another piece of stick and threw it to the dog. And he grabbed that, and the dog seemed to know, and he dragged it back to his master on the land. Well, the master hooked on a boat on the end of the rope. They hauled off a little lifeboat, and they got in the lifeboat, and 8 men, happy as they could be, were saved, all because of a brave Newfoundland dog. Well, that's a good story, isn't it, boys and girls? But you know, there are a lot of boys and girls that are out in a storm called the storm of life. And the waves are beating against them, and troubles are coming, and they too are like those 8 soldiers. They're perishing. Unless somebody gets a lifeline out to them, they'll be lost forever. Those 8 men would have never had a chance unless a dog, a brave dog, was willing to battle the angry sea to take a line out to them. And boys and girls, the Savior came from heaven to earth to battle life's seas in order to die for me and you, that you might be saved. Others are seeking to throw out the lifeline, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. If they had never laid hold of that stick and never got a line of communication with shore, they would have perished. And if you just stay in the ship, boys and girls, and live in your sin, and without realizing you need to be saved, you'll go down with the ship and you'll be lost forever. Do trust the Lord Jesus. He loves you, He died for you, and He wants to save you. Trust Him and be saved. You'll be